Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 62, Victim of Life.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It is an honor and a privilege to have you with me here today. Our purpose here at the Pathway to Promise is to be a voice of encouragement and hope to you to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do that through inspirational stories and teaching and by hearing from great authors and leaders and thought leaders and teachers and people who are successful in business and in health and in self-development and in financial management. All these areas that can help you overcome the areas which we often are having difficult to deal with, death in the family or disease, something like a divorce or a bankruptcy, any number of things that you may happen in your life that you need to deal with. We're here to be helpful through conversation, and through commentary, through storytelling, and through lessons from great leaders. You can find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We have a free gift for you there. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. You can go there. It's a guide to help you start and end your day as a success, and you can go there. You can also check us out on and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher and other outlets as well. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for 40 years and have a doctoral degree in life transformation. Here to be helpful to you with great stories of encouragement and hope like this one right now.
A man regularly dined in his favorite restaurant, but he was a whiner. He was a complainer. He would complain about the food and complain about the service, but most of all, he liked to complain about the bread. It wasn't fair, he said, that the other restaurants served a lot of bread, but when he got to this restaurant, they only served one piece of bread. So the management, the waiters, got wind of this whining guy, and they tried to make it right with him. The next time he came in, they served him 4 pieces of bread. But the man, that wasn't enough. He still complained. He complained, he complained, he complained. On the next visit, he came to the restaurant. The server brought him a dozen pieces of bread. And the man still complained. Well, the management of the restaurant and the waiters and so on said they needed to do something about this. The next time, they put just a basket of bread with a couple of dozen pieces of bread on his table. All the bread he could eat, but he still complained. He said, all the other restaurants give you everything. The restaurant management and waiters decided, okay, the next time he comes in, we are really going to be ready for him. They had specially prepared an enormous loaf of bread, 6 feet long, 1 foot wide. It took 4 people, 4 waiters and waitresses to carry the loaf to the table when the man came in. And they plopped it down right in front of him, and of course it took up the entire table and hung off the edge. And the manager of the restaurant stood back pleased with himself about what he had done and kind of a smile on his face. He wondered how the customer, who complained all the time, would react. And he looked over the loaf and he just commented, "So, we're back to one piece again, are we?" Well, like this man, the customer at the restaurant, some of us see ourselves as a victim of our lives. We like to play the role of victim. We believe that life is unfair, and no matter what we have, it's just not good enough, or someone is out to take advantage of us, or someone's out to get us. We're getting a bad deal out of the deal. We think everyone else should know about that. We think everyone else should know how terrible things are for me, and we're going to tell them. We're going to whine and complain about it. I know of a person who says of a friend about who he hates to ask her how she's feeling, because he knows ahead of time you're going to get just long recitation of what is going on with her, and she dwells and dwells and dwells on all her health problems and her relationship problems and all the other problems in her life. Every little thing, there is virtually nothing good in her life. Perhaps you know people like that. Maybe you're a person like that, who feels like you're a victim of life. The problem is this, friends. Life is inherently unfair. It just is. And we are, from time to time, we are victimized by life, by circumstances that happen. We have a financial reversal. We have a gigantic car repair bill. We have a relative who gets sick or dies. We lose our job. We have a divorce. It happens. It does. And we can feel helpless and miserable or otherwise. Or you can feel strong, or you can feel like you do have a choice of how you react. Your attitude when things go wrong, you don't have to go wrong with them. You can choose to get better and not be bitter. You cannot always control your circumstances, but you can let them control you if you let them. So don't let them. Don't let yourself be controlled by circumstances. Control what you can control, which is your attitude, which is your approach to things, no matter what it is. Don't be a victim, be a victor. Be a victor of life, not a victim of life. The writer Lewis Dunning said, "What life means to us is determined not so much by what life brings to us as by the attitude we bring to life. Not so much by what happens to us as by our reaction to what happens to us." So you were born for this, friends. You were born not to be a victim of life, but you were born to be a victor of life. You were meant to be happy. So claim your birthright to be a victor of life today, and claim your gift of your promised life, of peace, prosperity, and purpose. What a joy it has been for you to join me today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. We are here to serve you. You can always leave your comments on the website, pathwaypromise.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise. On our website, you can find back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast with great teachings from great leaders and teachers and great stories of encouragement and hope. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. We're here to be helpful to you, to help you overcome adversity, to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.